Trigger warning. This podcast episode contains discussions of emotional abuse. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Emotional Abuse is Real. I'm your host, Serene Leeds. I'm a professional writer and storyteller, and I'm so glad you're here. My guest for today's episode is Cici Cheng, the CEO and founder of ShareWell, a peer-to-peer support platform providing affordable and accessible support groups within a digital community. Cici is a former venture capitalist and startup executive, and she's an emotional abuse survivor. Since she launched ShareWell in October 2021, the platform has helped to foster over 100,000 peer-to-peer connections with groups covering emotional abuse, anxiety, depression, relationships, and more. But as always, before we get into today's episode, I have a few announcements. As the podcast moves into its second year, I'm looking to dedicate episodes to more niche topics that fall under the emotional abuse umbrella, and I'm planning to kick things off with a series devoted to toxic work environments. If you're a regular listener to this podcast, then you already know that my emotional abuse story stems from my toxic boss and my apathetic coworkers. If you have a toxic workplace story you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you, whether you experienced toxic workplace culture, a toxic boss, or a toxic coworker, or even all three. Shoot me a DM on Instagram at Serene Leeds Writes, that's SareneLeedsWrites, or you can write me an email at hello@sereneleedsrights.com. I've left this information in the show notes as well. Also, please make sure you're subscribed to this podcast on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can support Emotional Abuse is Real by leaving a 5-star rating and writing a review over on Apple Podcasts. Another way to connect with me and this podcast is through my email list, which you can subscribe to by downloading my free resource, 10 Things I Learned from Getting Paid to Watch TV. This download is a collection of some of my best writing tips and tricks, all of which I learned from covering television. I've also left the link to that in the show notes. Finally, this is your friendly reminder that if you're a listener and you'd like to share your story on Emotional Abuse is Real, please don't hesitate to reach out via Instagram DM or via email at hello@sereneleedsrights.com. Anonymous guests are always welcome. On today's episode, I chat with ShareWell CEO Cici Cheng about her own emotional abuse and how she took that experience and created an online community where emotional abuse survivors, as well as people experiencing depression, anxiety, and relationship issues, can connect with one another. Plus, if you stick around to the very end of the episode, I'll provide a custom promo code that entitles you to a free month on ShareWell, so you can check out some of the various support groups offered on the platform. So, without further ado, here's my conversation with Cici Cheng.
Hi there. Yeah, it's good to be here. My name is Cici Cheng, and I'm the CEO and founder of ShareWell.
Wonderful. Welcome. So to kick things off, I would love to hear your emotional abuse story.
Yeah. So a few years ago, I was in an emotionally abusive relationship. It involved a lot of gaslighting, some severe manipulation. And essentially at the end of it, I started really questioning my reality. It turned out that a lot of the fundamentals of who this person said they were turned out to be false. And so when I left the relationship, I felt like my life was turned upside down, really. And I had to really question my, also my own instincts as well, which was really, really difficult.
I hope that you, I mean, I'm sure that you know this, given the company that you wound up starting, but you are not alone in those feelings. We've had many, many guests on this podcast who have expressed many, many, many similar experiences to what you just told me. So how did this personal experience lead you to launch your company, ShareWell?
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
Of course.
When I left a relationship, I felt incredibly alone. Yeah. And at the time, I had a therapist. I'm lucky enough to have great friends and family. But I realized I didn't really want to talk to many people about what happened because I felt like they couldn't understand, and I felt a lot of shame. Mm-hmm. And so I found myself leaning very heavily on two friends in particular who had been through something similar. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I thought about joining a support group. Mm-hmm. Of course, I had always known that what support groups were, but I had never really actively sought one out before.
Yeah.
So this was during the pandemic, and I went to look for support groups, and I really just couldn't find anything because most of the groups that were held in person were obviously not happening anymore. Mm-hmm. And what I found online was just very, very sparse. And so what happened was I ended up going on Reddit forums and Facebook groups and realized, you know, it was helpful, but it just wasn't the way that I wanted to connect with people over something so personal.
Sure.
So that led me to actually first just hosting groups of my own via Zoom. Mm-hmm. And then slowly that snowballed into a company because I really felt like in this day and age, we should be able to really easily say, hey, I'm going through this. Can anyone else relate? Does anyone want to talk?
Absolutely. And so ShareWell launched in October 2021?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, great. So tell me about how exactly the app works. What can users expect? What does it provide? Tell me about ShareWell.
Yeah. So right now we're just a website, although we do work on mobile. Mm-hmm. And what it is it's a platform for support groups. Okay. So you tell us what you're going through, and we connect you to some groups that have already been formed. Mm-hmm. And you can either join those, or you can say, you know what, I'm looking for something different. And you can start your own group. And what we do is we have built a technology platform that is incredibly tailored and bespoke to this particular type of conversation. Mm-hmm. So ShareWell helps protect for safety. Mm-hmm. We will also help you facilitate the session. We can give you a session agenda, and we've provided a layer of I would say a social community to it. So one other thing I realized is, you know, there are nonprofits that host support groups and they're incredibly helpful. But when you just have a Zoom link, you have no information about who's going to be in that group, how many people, who's facilitating. And that makes it a little bit more scary. And I think for all these conversations, the more comfortable you feel going into it, the better that experience will be. So we have added, you know, everyone, you can stay anonymous on the site, but you can also fill out a profile if you want to share a little more information about yourself. Mm-hmm. Every facilitator, you can see all the sessions that they've hosted before and a little bit about their story. And so when you join a ShareWell session, you essentially join a community. Mm-hmm. And so you might jump around to different topics, but there's always that layer of, oh, I know who is going to be in this group. And I feel comfortable that they all share the experience.
Mm-hmm. So are there free options or are there paid premiums? How does that aspect of it work?
Yeah. So when I started the company, it was really important to me that there was always a way to use ShareWell for free. Mm-hmm. So there is both a free and a premium option. The free option, you can attend one support group a month, but we also have added dozens of bonus sessions now.
Okay.
So theoretically, it's just one group a month, but actually there are now probably over 12 sessions every month that you can attend that are bonus. And then the paid version, you can attend unlimited groups.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how many different types of groups are there? I mean, I'm assuming it's not just for emotional abuse survivors.
Yeah, so we have 10 main categories. Mm-hmm. There's emotional abuse, there's depression, anxiety, grief, and some others. Mm-hmm. And then which within those major communities, you'll find, you know, dozens of other subcategories. Okay. We really hope that with Cherwell, you can start to get really specific.
Yeah.
So even within emotional abuse, you know, we have sessions tailored to narcissistic abuse. We have sessions more tailored towards healing, more tailored towards trauma. And so, you know, we hope that you're able to find people who most closely match your exact life experience.
Yeah, it sounds like that you're certainly offering a multitude of options, which is great because, yes, this podcast in particular is called Emotional Abuse is Real, but we delve into narcissistic abuse a lot. I mean, I say that my experience was emotional abuse, but it was also narcissistic abuse. So, and also trauma comes into it a lot. So I'm glad to know that those are areas that are covered as well. So what would you say, sets Cherwell apart from other mental health apps out there?
Yeah, I think for us, it's all about community and mm-hmm. accessibility. Yeah.
Sure.
So it's interesting when you think about it, or at least, you know, in my own experience, a lot of the other mental health modalities are quite lonely. Mm-hmm. Therapy is helpful, but it's a one-on-one experience.
Yeah.
Mindfulness, meditation, also helpful, but you do that yourself. Yeah. And so we really focus on the community aspect and the social aspect. And there are all these great studies that talk about the loneliness epidemic mm-hmm. and how that's the root of mental health. And especially for something like emotional abuse, mm-hmm. you feel so lonely, you feel so isolated.
Yeah.
So connecting with other people. So that's a big part.
So no, I'm really glad that you brought that up because I'm very vocal on this podcast about the importance of therapy, but I'm learning more and more that it's just one piece of an individual's healing. And like you said, there is a true loneliness epidemic out there, and so much healing does occur in solitude, so to speak. So, I think that what you're doing with Cherwell is another very, very important piece of the puzzle. So, and I'd love to hear some more about the facilitators of the groups. What are their qualifications?
Yeah. So with that, you know, we're pretty radical when we say peer support. We mm-hmm. really do mean peer-to-peer.
Okay.
And so the other hosts of facilitators on the site are also just peers.
Okay.
Now, with that said, we do have, it's interesting, a lot of our hosts actually do have a mental health background, it turns out.
Interesting.
it turns out that people in either mental health or they're a teacher or they're some type of a community organizer in their regular lives. It turns out that people in those roles tend to want to step up to be hosts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's not 100%. There are some people who have never done this before. Mm-hmm. But the reason that we want to be peer-to-peer is, first of all, we think that it's important that the conversation is non-hierarchical.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It really is just everyone connecting because they have a shared experience and looking to each other for support. Mm-hmm. There's also, you know, AA, I think, is such a great example of this, but there are these great, you know, there's these great studies about people who choose to sponsor. It really helps them on their own healing journey. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we want to offer to our community as well is, you know, usually the journey on Cherwell is you start by joining support groups. And then when you get to a place where you're like, you know what, I want to give back, mm-hmm. or I feel like I can hold space for other people, you know, you then start hosting groups of your own. And that's when we really see people start to accelerate their healing. And I had this experience myself, I have to mm-hmm. say, is, you know, when I was feeling really, really bad about myself, right? And
yeah, sure.
And you start to feel, when you're in that position, anything that you can do to feel like you have agency mm-hmm. and that you are value add to other people is yes. so empowering. Oh, yes. So yeah. I love this part about Sharewell. Oh, and I will add to the other thing is that we always let people host for free. Okay. So you can use the platform just to host. And we okay. have some people doing that as well, because it's such an empowering experience.
Yeah. I really like that you made the comparison to, say, like an AA sponsor. I think that it sounds to me that Sharewell is really, really beneficial for those who are well into the process of healing, but are ready to take the next step. That's wonderful to hear. So, can you share any data at this point about how users have benefited from using Sharewell?
Yeah, you know, we ask people at the end of every peer support session how the session has affected their mood. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see. So 90% of people indicate that they feel better after mm-hmm. a session. That's and that's just after one session. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. So what is your professional goal or mission for Sharewell?
I would really love for Sharewell to be the go-to online place for yeah. your support. Yeah. 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 And, you know, I think this is with Sharewell, it's also about, you know, people talk about growing the pie. Mm-hmm. You know, I really hope that because we are, you can join a group, you know, same day. Yeah. We can do it for free. Mm-hmm. And just to make it more accessible. And by doing that, I hope more people start to talk to someone. Because the truth is, a lot of people just don't have anyone to talk to. And as one, I believe in therapy, I see a therapist, but it's expensive. And it took me 5 years from the time when I wanted to see a therapist to my first actual meeting. So, you know, we want to be something that is immediate and always there for you. And we also hope that if Sharewell becomes bigger in the future, that when people are going through a hard time, they'll think, oh, you know, I can meditate, I can find a therapist, or I can find a group support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're absolutely right about what you said about therapy. This is not to dissuade anyone from seeking out a therapist, but it's expensive and it's difficult to find the right provider. So the fact that Sharewell is immediate and allows people to talk to someone who understands, I think, is so important. So that's wonderful to hear. So I asked this question of all of my guests, and because this is an emotional abuse podcast, there are a lot of victims or survivors of emotional and narcissistic abuse out there listening to this podcast, and they know that they're in a toxic situation, but they haven't taken any steps yet towards healing and treatment. What do you recommend they do as a first step?
That's a great question. Thanks.
Other than sign up for Sharewell, of course.
Yeah. You know, I think I would say self-care. Mm-hmm. Whatever you can do to feel more like yourself again, mm-hmm. Which is incredibly hard in these situations. Yeah. And I think that's different for everyone. So, you know, for me, it was talking to those two friends that understood me, so I could feel mm-hmm. validated. You know, that I'm not crazy. Yeah. That made me feel more normal. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, if it's spending time by yourself, if it's you know, talking to someone, joining Sharewell, whatever it is to make you feel like you are still you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to your two friends for helping you in your time of need, because we need more people like that out there. So if there's anything else that you want to make sure that you convey about Sharewell that I haven't asked, I just
want to give you that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I would just echo what you shared with me in the beginning, mm-hmm. is that anyone going through this, you are not alone. Mm-hmm. There are, unfortunately, so many people out there who have a shared experience. Yeah. And I, you know, whether it's Sharewell or any other place, I do really recommend that when you're ready, connecting with other people who have been in the same place is incredibly helpful. I can tell you, you know, I've not only have I joined, but I've led hundreds mm-hmm. of emotional abuse support groups at this point. And yeah. it's really interesting. No matter where people are coming from, everyone has different stories, but you tend to hear people use the same language.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've heard that. I've experienced that on this podcast. Even you, when you first started telling your story, gaslighting, you didn't feel like you knew yourself anymore. I don't want to diminish the story that you told, because everybody's story is important, but you're not the first person to come on this podcast to tell me that.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Within, you know, just within the moment someone opens their mouth and sharing that story, you know, like, oh yes, you were there. You were there. You know, I'm with you.
Totally. Totally. So, and I just want to ask, like, how did it feel to lead those support groups? How did it feel to host this?
It felt really meaningful. It really felt like I was able to turn an experience that was, you know, so difficult and yeah. so negative mm-hmm. into something that could help other people. Yeah. And also, every group that I hosted was an opportunity for me to heal a little bit more as well. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a really great gift. I really think that without Sharewell, it would have taken me a lot longer to get to the same place.
Sure.
So, you know, we really, I was really dog fooding, you know, when I was starting the company, but it was incredibly helpful to me. And everything, you know, every way that we've built Sharewell, every product decision comes from a place of, you know, does this help me? Mm-hmm. Has this helped other people that are using it? And so I feel very grateful to Sharewell.
Yeah, I would be too. I think that, like I said earlier, this has been an incredible part of your healing journey. Mm-hmm. And I am sure that this is the case for many other people and many other members of Sharewell. So I just want to thank you so much for starting this company. And of course, I will be leaving the link to Sharewell in the show notes, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to share how can people best connect with you?
Yeah. So on Sharewell, I host a coffee chat once a month.
Okay.
For anyone that wants to connect. And mm-hmm. I also often still host the emotional abuse support groups myself.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Well, listen, Cece Chang, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It was a pleasure chatting with you. And I wish you all the best with Sharewell. And listeners, go check it out.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to my conversation with Cece Chang on Emotional Abuse is Real. If you would like to connect with Cece on Sharewell, I've left the link to the platform in the show notes. Also, if you're interested in exploring the many support groups available on Sharewell, you can use my custom promo code, SERENESUPPORT, for a free month on the platform. That's SERENESUPPORT. I've also left the promo code in the show notes. If you would like to share your own emotional abuse story here on the podcast, please don't hesitate to reach out via email at hello@sereneleadsrights.com or through Instagram at @sereneleadsrights. Please note that this podcast should not be used as a substitute for professional mental health services.
If you are a victim of emotional abuse and need help, please call or text the Suicide and Crisis Hotline at 988. Or call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. You can also text START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Once again, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Instagram, and go grab my free download, 10 Things I Learned from Getting Paid to Watch TV. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.